Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that is not good.
It's not. I'm afraid to play any music. Okay, we'll try it.
No. That makes me wonder, are we sounding like that on the other side?
If you're listening to us live and we sound like GLaDOS, please let us know. Let me type that on Twitter because that's the only way we're going to find out.
No kidding, because that is horrible.
All righty then. Well, good morning. Anyway, let me try refreshing some things and see if that helps. Oh, my God. I think it's too many people home and on the internet. That's what it is.
It's something.
Okay, wait, let's try it again. I don't know what's coming if I don't turn it down, and it's not safe for work.
Fuck!
Oh, crap. I didn't get enough time.
Oops. My bad.
Somebody was scrambling just then to turn down their speakers when they heard that. They were eating their Christmas cookies at their desk and like, oh, look, it's Gamer Girls Radio, and oh, they're playing Tetris. Oh, no! Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're awake.
We are awake.
And, of course, if you don't know where you are, because some of you are listening to us for the very first time, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay!
Yay! One of the very few, if not only, live news, gaming news podcast. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's one.
And there's not really so much news. You people, stop sending me stuff that's so huge.
Well, you're really going to hate me.
Uh-oh.
I just want to say to the game companies, the 6 to 5 days before Christmas is not the time to be sending us stuff. Talking about, can you get this up before Christmas? Can you review this before Christmas? No, we cannot.
No, I love you. I love you, peoples, but no.
I'm behind on my. I stay behind on my reviews, don't I? Like, I'll have a weekend where I'll do like, you know, do two or three, and you're like, oh, Corey, look, Corey's been working on those for quite a while. Gosh, I suck. Christmas school, wait.
I like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I'm a high-functioning ADD, whatever you want to call me, overly achieving person. So this is like...
She is. That woman never sits still. She is a workaholic.
Yes, so this is torture to me.
Yes. Oh, no. Torture was last night, the whole town going without internet. That was true. Nuts. People, it is some bad weather out there. Stop being idiots.
This is.
I know it's hard for some of you. If you're going to hit stuff, don't hit the thing that takes out the whole town's internet, okay?
Ginger, is that you tweeting?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, somebody else is tweeting. That would be Jay. Good morning, Jay Boobs.
Jay Boobs. I touched my boobs for you.
He said,
hey, Jay, you get into Second Life? I've got physics on my boobs now.
Wait a minute. I gave you physics a long time ago. What happened?
You did. I can never get them set right.
Oh, you know, because with my physics. I forgot. My girl's... Wait a minute. Those visits came from one of my girls that's really curvy with the big boobs.
Yeah, and so, then like my boobs are like flap or something. I was like, no.
Yeah, so I forgot. I had to adjust them when I got them. So I gave you the unadjusted version. That may have been the problem now that I think about it.
May have been the problem because I kept trying to adjust them, kept trying. I finally got some that came with a outfit yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And they seem to be fairly all right.
Yeah, mine, the original ones came from one of my curvy girls. I gave it to my smaller girl, who's more like my actual body, just a little bit. So I readjusted it, but I think I gave it to you before I did that. So my girl's just nice, perfect. You know, why are we talking about this in the morning? Dang you, Jay!
Jay, you derailed us.
Completely derailed us.
And I am all sorts of giggly this morning. Daily dose of live gaming nudes. We are not nude. I have putty pajamas on. Thank you.
And I'm wearing a shirt. Okay.
That's not. We're going to need pictures.
It's a dressy shirt. All right. Top of the show, I do want to tell you about an event coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you are, I'm assuming this is in, yes, in Toronto, Canada. You guys make good games up there. They're having their Game On Finance 2012 Design Exchange Expo, I guess that's what they're calling it. It's supposed to be for a top, yeah, get it out, Corey. Had too much coffee already. It's in North America's top business forum for the interactive entertainment industry. Connects developers, innovators, investors, and industry leaders. Delegates will gather in downtown Toronto for 2 days of keynotes, case studies, lectures, panel discussions, and drunken debauchery.
Drunken debauchery, yay! Where do I sign up?
Right. Emerging opportunities in game. Oh, they're discussing topics such as emerging opportunities in game project financing, the bottom line on equity investments, deal making across platforms, tips and tricks to optimize public finance opportunities. You can go over to the website, if that's your thing, at gameonfinance.com. And hopefully we will grab one of them to pop over here.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Come talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving along.
Moving along, fights, and more fights.
What you want? What you got?
Yeah. GamePolitics.com this morning, because I love you. BT sues Google over Android and more.
BT?
Wrong BT.
Oh, I was like, across the pond, BT?
British Telecommunications.
No, that's them, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, it's juicy. Tell me.
Yes. Yes, according to the BBC, British Telecommunications powerhouse BT has filed a lawsuit against Google, alleging that its Android mobile operating system and other services it provides infringe on 6 patents it holds. The lawsuit alleges that Google's Android, Google Music, Google Maps, Google Search, Google Places, Google Offers, Google Plus, and Google's location-based advertising infringe on various patents it holds. They say, we believe these claims are with... Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. This is coming from a Google spokes... Oh, my God. Let me try again. Are you ready, tongue? I know I burnt my tongue with hot chocolate last night, so it kind of hurt.
Is that what we're calling it now? Anyway.
We believe these claims are without merit, and we will defend vigorously against them, says the Google spokesperson. BT says that it holds 5,600 patents and patent applications and has invested millions in mobile technology in the last couple of decades. The company did not say if it would bring a similar suit to a European court. Really? Seriously, when y'all write this, whoever goes over it, I know I have a hard time talking in the first place, but when you leave out keywords multiple times, you kill me.
If it's from the UK, that's why.
Yes. All right, well, that was a short one.
Go ahead.
And I want to grab another one, because there are some ticked off people.
Word.
More gay politics news. BioWare says, we are looking into SWTOR server queue issues.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently there are reports of Star Wars The Old Republic early access users complaining about queue times lasting multiple hours.
Oh, God, are you kidding?
And... when they said that they were going to do the whole few servers and all this fun stuff way back when, remember, I said this was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
BioWare has said publicly that they are looking into the issue. The game is set to launch officially tomorrow. today, my bad. Today, it's yesterday.
No, stop.
Yeah, not going to be happening. Jeff Hickman, executive producer in live services, posted the following message on the official SWTOR website. He says, we know there have been questions about the queues on the server, so we wanted to take a moment to give you some insight. In order to ensure that the service would be smooth and stable, we staged how we brought people into the early game access program, adding people in waves. As you know, there are a lot of folks who want to play the game right now, and we want to make sure they have lots of people to play with. Balancing this with figuring out when to bring new servers online to help alleviate the size of the queues is part art and part science. Part common sense. You got this many people, get more servers.
Ooh.
On one hand, you do not want people to wait too long. On the other, you want to make sure that people have a dynamic, engaging community to play with for long after launch. Either way, we have one clear objective, to make sure people have fun. While we can't promise that there won't ever be queues, We can promise you that we are taking this matter seriously and constantly reviewing them to make sure that they are manageable and reasonable. I'm pretty sure if people bought early access and have not been able to get in because of hour upon hour upon hour queues, this is not reasonable at all. Just saying. You should fix it.
Indeed, good people. Good indeed.
Yeah, especially because the people who paid for early access didn't get it, and now it's going live for everybody today.
They should recompensate them for something. They should get 4 months,
yeah.
5 months free. Especially, who was it? Was it you or was it one of Snow's friends that paid like $100 and some odd for a pre-order and got nothing, couldn't even get in?
That would be Snow. That would not be me.
Yeah, so...
I told all my friends, if y'all play this, y'all are on your own.
Well, too bad. So sad for you guys. I'm not looking into playing. I may have gotten an invite, but I didn't think it was a real one, so I never signed up. But in any case, whatever. This is amazing to me. This is actually from yesterday, and somehow we managed to miss it. But I'm going to share it because this just amazes me. According to Games.com, people are like, what the hell is Games.com? Yeah, that's where, I'll tell you about that another time, who they are. But in any case, you can check the story out there if you like. But a woman embezzled $160,000, and she spent it on Mafia Wars.
What?
Yeah, heard what I said, Mafia Wars.
Oh, my God.
Believe it or not, social games have driven people to do crazier things. But nevertheless, 54-year-old Augusta, Maine woman named Betty Sue Higgins, I love the name, I love it, pleaded guilty in court to embezzling $160,000 from Maine trial lawyers where she was an admin assistant. According to the Kennebec Journal, Kennebec County Superior Court prosecutor claimed much of it was spent on social games, namely Mafia Wars and Yeovil. In addition to
really, you couldn't even spend the money on good games. You had to go with these crappy games.
See, this is why Zynga's thing, yeah. In addition to 220 checks written out in Higgins' name since 2006, the former assistant wrote 78 checks in her name between January 2010 and September 10th of 2010, the funds from all 78 checks deposited into her account went directly to Zynga's games. Defense attorney Ronald Bourget said that according to her bank account statement for February 2010, Higgins had spent $4,000 on the games. Assistant Attorney General Leanne Robbins said apparently she was buying virtual coins for virtual property in a virtual world. You could have at least gone a Second Life, or you would have earned some of that money back, chick. That's just dumb.
No kidding.
$4,000 would have paid for her a server for a few years. She could have just been renting out stuff, just making paper. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah.
Higgins, of course, covered her tracks by doctoring the accounting records, but the company's executive director, David Prince, found out the embezzlement when he wrote a check for $5,500, and it bounced. Now the woman faces 6 years in prison and 3 years of probation, but only if she pays up to $700 more than what she stole. Considering her home is in foreclosure, that's unlikely. Crime and social games is nothing new.
Some of you people.
It's nothing new. Of course, we've had the stories of men have stolen money from the elderly for game cash, and women have all but neglected their children in time for to get more time with, you know, games like WoW. But this is probably one of the more elaborate embezzlement schemes that we've seen. Wow. You know what? This woman has a problem. We shouldn't laugh. She really – this is an addiction for her. And unfortunately for us, who are the true gamers who are not addicted to our games in that way, she represents all of us, according to, you know, to the public. They think this is what we're all like.
No. If I had that kind of money, I would not be spending it on those weak, crappy little games.
Wait now, I got another one. I know that one was long, but I got another one. Same thing. one guy, 21-year-old Keith Brown, who is a temp worker in the developer San Francisco headquarters at Zynga, is accused of stealing $100,000 worth in desktops, laptops, and software between Zynga between October 31st and November 15th, which is the date of his arrest. According to the San Francisco Examiner, the San Francisco District Attorney's Office spokesman Amid Talai said that Brown's alleged theft was caught on security camera footage. Brown was escorted from Zynga headquarters by security and handed off into police custody. At this point, he's the only Zynga employee arrested for doing this. Since Zynga is a multi-billion-dollar company, with likely what they thought was very strong security, expected to make more than $1 billion, you know, when they went public with their offering. There's certainly a lot of theft surrounding Zynga games specifically. He is facing 4 felony counts of commercial burglary and receiving stolen property, and 1 of grand theft and 1 of embezzlement as well. There's also been some rumors that Zynga itself is accused of theft, but allegations of physical property stolen from the company is a first. Yeah, there's no comment from Zynga on this particular story. Wow.
Wow. Some of you people, what is wrong with you?
Crack?
No. Something. Wow.
I'm amazed at some of these people and what they're doing to play. Wow.
Yes. That you would steal money from your job. I mean, that...
You work there. You know what? I can't say anything.
Go stop by the hand that feeds you.
I can't say anything. I have been known to pilfer me a few pens and some paper from a couple offices.
Pens and paper. That's not thousands and thousands of dollars.
True.
It's coins. You know.
And there was this one time there were some shoes when I worked in a department store. They were so lovely. I didn't actually steal them. I just gave myself a discount, or you know, my employee discount, a few coupons. Hey, they said I could use them. When I got done with the coupons and my discount, those shoes were like $5.
Better nice, better nice.
I paid for them, but I didn't pay full price. Look, I'm admitting theft on the air. Somebody's going to knock on my door. It's not theft. I paid for these shoes. Hell, I don't even have them anymore, but that's not the point. I paid. It was $5. They didn't say I could do it.
I don't think I ever stole. I might have. I'm sure I did.
Oh, I am telling you, as a temp, I would tell them I was going to take their pen. So, again, they knew it was coming. This is a nice pen. Where are they at? Where's the storeroom for the supplies? Why are you asking? Because I'm going to take them with me when I go. Ha, ha, ha. I am not laughing.
I am serious.
I'm dead serious. And if you don't say I can't do it, that means you knew you're an accessory when I take them. You better tell me I can't have them. You didn't say I couldn't take them. They're mine.
That's hilarious. I love you, Corey. All right. What do we got? Oh, I guess this is some good news. Beware, people, anything with the word beta in it. Remember, it's probably not going to work right. Don't just start whining about it. Gamefly's PC client enters public beta. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Joystick. Gamefly is finally putting that acquisition of digital distribution platform Direct to Drive to good use.
Oh, it's going to get ugly.
Yes, according to a Joystick report, the video game rental company has launched the public beta for its PC game distribution clients. The highlight for Gamefly members is that they can play the entire PC library for no charge. All right, Sean Spector, Gamefly co-founder and SVP of Business Development and Content, says, "We are thrilled to finally be able to open up the beta so anyone interested in video games can start using the client, and we are hard at work expanding our catalog of PC titles for our users to play for free in the unlimited PC game section, or PC play section, sorry. The client will allow the company to start selling PC games at Gamefly.com and through its iOS and Android apps. The Gamefly library features over 1,500 Windows and Mac games right now. And while a lot of the games on offer aren't all that great, there are some gems in there, too." All right, so this is cool. This is going to be like Netflix, but for the PC with games.
Girl, this is going to be interesting to watch. Now we have 3 companies. First, it was just Steam. So now we got Steam and Origins. Yeah.
Interesting. Origin? I don't like you, Origin. I'm going to tell you right now. So anybody who uses Origin, I've got a dumb set for you.
Well, everybody's stepping on each other's toes, because Origins has a lot of the same features that Rapture has. Raptors has a lot of features that Facebook has. You know, you see all this stuff, these people are going to be fighting.
Well, my deal with Origin is just the whole, you know, we will track you and you will be okay with it, and if you don't like it, well, too bad.
Well,
you don't need to be looking at my porn.
I concur. You tell them to.
I've got the best midget porn around, I know.
Oh, there is so much good and juicy news. I am not sure where to start. I'm telling you. Okay. It's my turn, right? It's my turn?
It is your turn, yeah.
Well, this one's short, so let me tell you about this one, because you won't actually get to see the video until after, probably later in the day, because there's actually three videos I got to, you know, download for you guys. But apparently, for the past 3 days, 29 nations have been working together to prevent various simulated computer viruses and malicious programs from infiltrating their networks. This is a large-scale network exercise that's being organized by NATO, and I do have some footage from that, so I'll be posting that to share with you, yay, in case you're interested in that, what's going on. If you're a hacker, you're probably frightened, and if you're not a hacker, you're like, about damn time. So that's coming up from us shortly. Okay, the other thing is, this cool little thing that's up on Huffington Post, this is actually a couple days old, I'm finding some things we kind of missed that I feel like I must share with you, but there is a new thing, it's called TouchFire iPad Keyboard, and they've raised over $200,000 on Kickstarter, which is one of those networks where you go and you post yourself up and people donate money. So they're saying even if you love the iPad, you most likely will not be using it to write your next novel because the on-screen virtual keyboard sucks. You may not be all that thrilled to type up a lengthy email with it either. Since I've been using the swipe technology the past 2 or 3 days, I was wondering why Apple didn't have this on the iPad, because it seems like it would work better there than it would even on my phone. Apparently, Steve Isaac felt the same way. A Seattle-based software designer who worked on an early tablet at computing startup Go in the 90s, Isaac was delighted when the iPad came out last year. He loved its feltness, its battery life, its wireless connectivity. Ooh, say it slow. He's quoted as saying, the iPad is amazing. It just did everything super, super well. Well, almost everything. His touchscreen keyboard is miles ahead of what he's seen on past tablets, but he felt it wasn't great for typing, and the wireless keyboards that work via Bluetooth seem too bulky, and they often, you guys know Bluetooth keyboards, sometimes you were typing stuff and it starts, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some stuff you may not want to say. Yes. So Isaac got to work on a way to make the iPad easier to type on, and what he came up with was a stretchy silicone keyboard called TouchFire, and what it does is sit on top of your tablet's screen, your tablet's on-screen keyboard, and when the device is turned when it's turned on its side. And Isaac isn't unique in coming up with this type of device, but his invention has garnered an intense amount of support from Kickstarter, a website which I was just telling you about, where entrepreneurs and artists solicit funding for their projects and often give rewards in exchange, such as limited edition poster or a first version of a certain product. In Isaac's case, he turned to the site to raise money to turn his prototype into a real device, offering the first run of TouchFires to Kickstarter backers. His effort raised $201,400 by the time it ended last week. That was 20 times more than the $10,000 that he and his business partners had hoped to snag. Fantastic. The TouchFire's birth as a consumer product shows the growing importance of sites such as Kickstarter. They offer a new way to finance bright ideas and usher them to the masses. Kickstarter visitors can search through a bevy of proposals from everything from graphic novels to consumer electronics, coming from creators who must meet their stated funding goal in a specific period of time in order to actually use the money. About 45% of the projects meet or exceeded their goals. Yay, yay, yay. That's not what we want to know about. We want to know about this lovely gadget. And they don't really tell us anymore. You can go over and check out the gadget at their website. Do they have a website? I thought I saw one. Corey's crazy today, y'all.
Yes.
I'm crazy every day, but today is exceptionally off the chain. Anyway, we will try to grab some pictures. I think there's some pictures up on AP that we can grab for you guys. But it is really, I like it. It's clear. It's see-through. Yeah. And it sits right on top of your iPad. It's the little raised keyboard. It fits right on the screen perfectly. And I think, I'm going to say, it looks like it might even protect those of you, know, you who are like Ginger and I, who are kind of clumsy.
Clumsy. I dropped my phone the other day. I'm so glad I have a little rubber case on it.
I don't have a rubber case, and I dropped mine. The good part about my being clumsy is I do have really fast reflexes, so most time when I drop the phone, I'm able to catch it or anything that's falling, but I'm still the person who knocked it over in the first place. So I wouldn't be having to catch it. Maybe that's my balance out, that I can catch it quick.
No, I'm doing the whole little weird elven fairy jump spin thing to get my toes out of the way, because I know that's exactly what it's going to land on is my toes.
Or not knives? Yeah, I don't do that. Anything that's sharp that can cut feet, yeah, it's going to fall on the floor. I am not touching that.
I did that recently. Dropped a knife and was sleepy, and I was kind of like, oh, wait, my toes down there. may want to move that.
Anyway, moving along.
Those darn princesses are always getting in trouble. Why is it always the princesses? Why can't it be the prince that gets in trouble?
It's our dresses.
Apparently. Robots and Pencils announces eerie iOS puzzle game Catch the Princess. Canadian app developer Robots and Pencils challenges you to save the damsel in distress over and over and over again in its upcoming physics-based puzzle game Catch the Princess HD.
Oh,
play through more than 60 dungeon levels with a wide variety of challenges, cutting the chains that bind the poor princess to the ceiling. Then you move carefully using bellows, pixie dust, and physics to swing the princess's cage past dangerous obstacles as you guide her into the waiting arms of a fang-toothed admirer.
Aww.
Oh, my God. Poor princess. I think I'd rather stay in the cage.
Right.
Catch the Princess will be released for iPhone and iPod Touch alongside Catch the Princess HD for iPad on December 21st, so tomorrow. All right. So it includes 60-plus levels, hours of gameplay with no loading time, beautiful Retina HD graphics, over 200 crystals to collect, the advanced Princess in Cage of Weeping Death physics engine. Oh, my God, that's a long name. A host of Game Center achievements to brag about. Haunting audio by the renowned Steve Stim, former sound director at BioWare. That's awesome. All right, so I've got a video and the screenshots up for this up on GameAnatrix.com this morning, so head over there, check those out, and, yeah, laugh.
Jay wants us to play the Riot music because he has a guy in his office making rad noise. You know what, Jay? Just because we love you. All right, control him. Did he knock himself out yet? All right. Ah, such juicy news. Oh, where to start? Okay, now I have to do this one because I just said I would. Zynga's shares fall for a second consecutive day.
Called it.
Zynga's share value dropped further by another 5% on its second day of trading. According to GI.biz, the company went public last week with shares priced at $10 each. That rose by 10% to $11 before plummeting to close the first day of trading at $9.50. I don't really think that's plummeting. Plummeting is a drop to 4. I need you guys not to be so dramatic over at GI.biz. Yesterday, the shares continued to fall, closing the day at $9.04. At its lowest point, the share was around $8.74, around 13% lower than the price set in the IPO. These fluctuations reflect the performance of the NASDAQ, which was also down, but it also places Zynga in the company of other underperforming tech IPOs in 2011. Shares in the online deal specialist Groupon were initially priced at $20 when the company went public on November 3rd, but an immediate rise to $28 had turned into a low of $15.24 by November 28th. Groupon stock currently trades at $22 a share. The online music firm Pandora has also struggled since its June IPO. From an initial price of $16, the company's share value rose to $20 by July 1st, before tumbling to a low of $9.84 by September 12th at the close of trading yesterday. Pandora's shares cost, yes, $9.99 each.
I should buy some Pandora. I love using Pandora.
We should all buy Pandora.
If y'all are not using Pandora, you are really, really, really missing out. And they've done away with most of the annoying commercials. And you're no longer limited to the 40 hours a month because, yeah, I'd blow through that in no time.
I just do YouTube and leave it at that.
I do YouTube too, but YouTube and my gaming tends to fight back and forth. So.
Well, if you and Snow would remember to ask me for that lovely tool that I have, you wouldn't have those issues.
This is true.
Yeah, y'all think about me. Remember to ask me for it tonight sometime. Zynga is all
the stuff I'm doing.
That's right. Zynga is also making a play for the Chinese market, inking a deal with the online portal Tencent to launch a localized version of Cityville in the region. As of September 30th this year, only 35% of the company's revenue was international, despite 80% of Facebook users living outside of the U.S.
I can't help you there, Jay.
He says, we attribute the difference to the company's failure to localize many of its games in different languages. His first several games were playable in only a handful of foreign languages, but recent releases have launched in 12 to 17 languages each, compared to Facebook's availability in over 50 languages. Well, good luck with that, Zynga.
Yes, very good luck.
Dude, see, that's why you need to be watching.
I didn't know nothing. I didn't see nothing. I'm going
to tell him. If you need to watch American Horror Story and you need to watch last week's episode or either the week before and pay attention to Jessica Lange, what she did with her husband after she killed him, then you'll know what she did with the body.
And watch that now? I got a list of people.
If you're very squeamish, do not watch it. If you're one of those people who can't handle, even for a you know, mid-range cable network, that show's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
So squeamish people don't say, oh, let me go check it out. No, don't watch it. I'm not going to even say it's scary. It's just gruesome.
Yeah, someone close to me has discovered, Walking Dead?
Oh.
That show and wants me to watch
it. It's on par with Walking Dead for gruesomeness.
Yeah, I kind of figured so. Yeah, I won't be watching it then.
and equally sad, too. One of the characters on America, I'm going to give it away. One of the characters on American Horror Story realizes she's dead. At the same time, we find out she's dead. And the whole scene when she sees herself and the crying just broke my heart. Also, because that's a fear for me. I'm like, what if I died? I don't know. I'm dead.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, dude who did my nails, why is one hand longer than the other?
Is this real nails or Second Life nails? This is
real nails.
I need to go get mine done today. Okay. I'm not going to your guy, though, okay?
Yeah, don't go to my guy. He was really nice, but now I get to look in one's a little bit longer than the other. All right, so. Corey, I love you. I love you.
Why?
Curbing your online pet. In-game pets provide love, fun, virtual poo to online game players. Yes. I am a 14-year-old boy. I find this amusing. Since opening its online doors in North America in 2005, Maple Story players have purchased more than 800,000 virtual pets.
I don't like Maple Story anymore.
Pets are increasingly some of the most popular items sold in microtransaction-based games next on America publishes, most notably in Maple Story. Yeah, I've got a friend of mine in WoW who has like over 100. It's nuts. In-game pets bring more to the game than just companionship. Some help carry a player's virtual gear. Others can help support their owner in battle. Some help collect and store treasures, while others are purchased to inspire admiration of other players for their elite status and unique looks. In other words, admire me because I spent way too much money on this goofy-looking weird thing that's following me around.
And I embezzled it when I stole it.
All right. So, Nancy, a Maple Story player in Orange County, California, says, I interact with my... I don't care about this. All right, so in addition to the day-to-day care and feeding of pets, the players interact with them as well. Each player interacts with its pet. Its health and well-being is enhanced. Players can give their pets commands or simply chat with them, which adds to its overall happiness. So apparently, short story of this is, because it keeps breaking down into what players are saying, you can now make your pets poo. So there's a lot of poo inside Maple Story. Watch where you're stepping, people. If you get that on my boots, your pet is going to have its little head squished. Just saying.
You know what? You're not right.
But apparently it is also expanding its pet offerings. There are now 3 new unicorns. Oh, and a free mount. So, yeah. If you're into pets and you play Maple Story, or if you want to, MapleStory.Nexon.net. Check it out. Yes. Unicorns. The new white meat.
Okay, I got a short one and then a second one to add. The man who ruined my life one night is now going to spend a year in prison. That's right. The man who pirated Fox's Wolverine movie, going to jail. I was very upset. Y'all know how much I love me some Hugh Jackman, okay? According to VentureBeat, if you're going to spend a year in prison for an extreme act of piracy, you may want to at least make sure the movie you're uploading to the internet illegally is worthy of the crime. Arguably, a big-budget, cheesy superhero film isn't worth a year in jail, but federal courts disagree. The 40-year-old New York man who uploaded 20th Century Fox's X-Men Origins Wolverine to the Mega Upload back in March of 2009, a full month before the film hit theaters, was sentenced to a year in federal prison, reports Deadline Hollywood. In addition to pirating a work print copy of the film, Gilberto Sanchez also publicized the upload on several websites that allowed others to download a digital copy, including some people I know who decided to show it to me while I was at their house. I didn't want to see it. Although Fox was able to get the video removed from Mega Upload within a day of being uploaded, the damage was already done. The judge sentenced Sanchez's actions as extremely serious. I think malicious should have been more appropriate. In addition to the prison sentence, the judge also put him on a one-year supervised release and several computer restrictions. he just pretty much ruined that movie. And, Ashinder, are you there? Are you talking?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Joking. The bad part about that is, it's not just a I'm sticking it to Hollywood thing. You'll have to keep in mind, Hugh Jackman didn't write and record and do the whole movie himself. There's jobs at stake. So the movie didn't make any money, and I believe a lot of it had to do with that particular print, because it really was a working print. The special effects were not even finished. Some parts, his claws weren't even showing. And when they were, you know, it was like they started to color them in, so it was just like a white, you know, like a white thing on his hand. It was really not, you know. And then for him to say again?
I said, see what y'all did, people? You ruined it.
Yeah, and I still had to watch it a second time because, you know, there's this whole nude scene with Hugh, but...
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm going to see if they... He's all oily and stuff.
Well, how naked is naked?
Naked is naked, girl.
I had to go back and check this out now.
But it ruined it because then I didn't want to see it after. I was like, oh, my eyes were bleeding. So, yeah.
Uh-oh.
You don't do that. That's just wrong.
No. Don't do it for everybody else. Why would you do that? Because you're just evil. If you're evil, well, then, you know, I need to shoot you.
Ginger?
What?
Yes, not shoot the people.
In the knee.
Okay, that'll work. And you don't want to watch Walking Dead? That scene was all about you in it. All right. Now, here's a new study from NM Insight, also from Huffington Post this morning, a company called the Nielsen McKinsey Company, is specializing in data on social media, polled over 1,800 of you peoples out there and found that 82% of Facebookers friend people they know in real life, while 60% connect with mutual friends. The study examined why people friend and unfriend people on Facebook and uncovered that a small percent of you employ far less personal metrics to determine who to include in your online circles. 8% of the survey respondents had friended people because of how they look, how cute they are, while 7% friend people merely to increase their number of Facebook acquaintances, and 7% said they friend everyone.
Really?
And another 7% said they will add someone on Facebook because of the quality of their photo.
Offensive. Y'all are so shallow people.
Right now. Not done. Offensive comments and a lack of knowledge about a person are the top two reasons people unfriend people on Facebook, according to the survey. People were also likely to be more disturbed by the nature of the content their friend shared rather than the frequency of it. And 23% of you said that you unfriend people over depressing comments. And 14% unfriend people over political comments, while just 6% unfriend because someone has posted too damn much. A 2011 study by the Pew Internet, yes, I said Pew, like Pew Pew, and American Life Project examining people's social ties on Facebook also found that Facebook users frequently connect with people they already know. The average Facebook user has 229 friends, 89% of whom they've met in person more than once, while a full 7% are people that the user has never encountered face-to-face. The largest single group of Facebook friends consists of people from high school, according to Pew, which noted that on average Facebook users have 56 friends from high school, 30 from college or university, and 15 from work. Though no one likes to lose a friend, unfriending on Facebook has grown in popularity. Along with Facebook's skyrocketing user base, unfriending can now claim its own theme song, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel. And Holiday, the annual Defriend Day. You can check out NM's Insight's infographic at their website, nminsight.com. to check out some more stats from the report. And, wow, I can't believe some of the offensive comments is really the highest reason to remove friends. I personally don't pay attention to what some of you post unless it's something inspiring. I won't unfriend you for posting depressing things, but I won't read it. I will tell you that much.
Yeah, I won't read it. I will just scan past it. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of you emo folks out there.
Yes, and some, I'll put it this way. Some of the things you all are depressed about, and I'm sure it's important to you, and I'm not telling you I don't care about you, but being the person that I am where I tend to take on people's problems, I'm going to avoid that. I don't need to be upset and sad, and it has nothing to do with me. And so I just tend to, I'll see, oh, today was a bad day. Okay, moving along. Next comment.
And there's one girl on my friends list that's every day. Today is horrible, da-da-da, nobody likes me, da-da-da. I don't even reply.
Every day above ground is a good day to me. Okay.
Yes. But no, political comments, for one, will get you off my friends list faster than... let me rephrase this. Political stuff that you did not research yourself and have no idea what you're arguing about. That irritates me.
I tend to skip over those two. I only like reading the positive stuff, and I will usually comment if you post something positive.
Yes. But no, I don't friend just anybody. That weirds me out. Why would you want people on your friends list that you don't know?
Well, our page, I will allow anybody to be friends.
Okay.
My personal Facebook, no.
No.
If I don't know you, or we haven't met, or you can't explain to me how, you know, you found me,
mm-hmm.
then we have nothing to discuss. I will not accept your friend request. I won't even respond. I won't message you back. I don't ask any questions. You better be explaining when you message me. I know you from that time when we were at the bar and you were playing Frogger, and then, oh, okay. If you don't say that, I'm not even saying anything to you. Delete, and I'm... All right. It's almost... it's time for break, Ginger Mae.
Oh, it is time for break. All right, when we come back, I got some depressing news. Speaking of depressing news, we're like, we've lost $10 million during the holidays. Oh, we will? Ooh.
That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
Now, lovely people, you know where to find us, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Go there and listen to the show. We'd appreciate it if you did. Check out some of the news there, other cool stuff we have posted for.
Tonight we have six new stuff, so if you're into first school, you're into first class, if you're into first school class, it's all fashion. General, come listen. Check us out.
Yes, but Ginger is doing a, what are you doing, a little kid's clothing and toy?
Yes, I know.
Very nice. I may have to go around and find, you know, I can't do it.
Well, my little girl, you follow my footsteps. You've seen the new, it's horrible.
Oh, wow, GLaDOS has the bad girl for life.
GLaDOS, Lego, I stab you in your metal face.
She's like, no. Wow. Wow, she won't even let go for a refresh.
Yeah.
I did a refresh
this repeatedly.
Like, and she's like, no. We'll see if she let go this time. Uh-uh. No. She's like, no. Anyway, I don't know if you heard Ginger or if you can hear us at all, but yeah, check us out later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Vixenista. Oh, you people with the text, stop it.
No, keep doing it, do it more.
And Jay, I would like you to know that I compiled a file last night with all of my IDs, including my Wii code, although I don't know if it's the right one because I have reset my Wii like 5 or 6 times, so I have no idea what incarnation this is. So if it don't work, when I send it to you, just let me know.
Jay, if you want mine, you have to come to Pixanista tonight.
You're going to make Jay sit through the Pixanista?
Sure I am.
Oh,
you're not there, you don't get it.
It's a mean girl.
You'll be in the chat room, too, so you can't even just, you know, listen to the show.
You've
got to be in the chat room.
One other movie I want to tell you guys about, since we're still on live, especially my girls, you all need to check out a new movie coming out in January called Haywire, if you like your good girl power movie. And go to your developers. Tell them we need a game for Haywire because the young lady that's starring in this, and I have forgotten her name, is an actual martial arts expert. So none of this, there's no way a woman could do that. Trust me, she can do it, and she has done it, taken down men twice her size in competitions. So, yes, got to check this out. Haywire is coming in January. And, yes, well, this is not a paid advertisement, but we're working on it. They're talking with us.
That's awesome.
Hopefully
we'll get
some good stuff to give away. But make sure you check that out on Facebook. And I'm about to post it on our Facebook page. You got to see this, Ginger.
I'm going to have to.
My mouth was just open. like, oh my God, this woman is awesome.
That's cool.
And she's pretty.
And she's pretty?
And she's rocking this dress in the one scene. Yeah, and, yeah, I got a thing for you. In the trailer, she is rocking this dress. You know, I don't know what the designer is, but it is hotness. Got the heels on, and then she kicks.
Yeah,
she kicks some butt in it.
Speaking of girls who kick butt in movies we like, Sucker Punch, I've got that outfit in Second Life now.
You got it out for Second Life?
I got the outfit in Second Life.
Oh, so you know what? I am not surprised because that whole movie is steampunk, and you are the steampunk girl here.
I am the steampunk queen. I found that, and I was like, oh, I got to have that.
When I went to go see it, I said, I thought about Ginger the whole time.
Yes, I love Mrs. Steampunk. All right. I told y'all, I had some bad news for you.
Wait, you're going to make me sit through Pixinistas? That's like making me hold your purse while you shop.
Yes, I am. I'm going to make you sit through Pixinistas. You might learn something.
I'm going to stay out of that. We're not live here anymore.
F-Secure. Consumers will lose $10 million to cyber criminals during the holiday season. People, don't be stupid this season. There are a lot of nasty, nasty people. All right, so according to a new report from F-Secure, over $10 million will be stolen online by cyber criminals this holiday season because consumers are increasingly turning away from traditional retail to shop at online retailers. Yeah, that would be me. Speaking of, I've got one that's supposed to be delivered today.
You need to stop talking online because you're one of the people they're after.
Yes. All right, so online shopping has increased 10% since the same period a year ago. It's right around $30.9 billion so far, according to Comscore. For example, Cyber Monday raked in $1.25 billion, and Free Shipping Day saw around $1.72 billion in revenue. What the heck is Free Shipping Day? All right, so I'm going to check that out. According to security firm F-Secure, online crooks are alert during these periods of mass internet spending and enjoy quietly stealing more than $10 million worth of $10 million of a total $60 billion in expected sales. All right, so people, be safe. Don't be stupid. Change your passwords religiously, like, you know, once a week right now. It's nuts.
Oh, my God.
And Corey's got some crazy news, apparently.
I am in shock.
What's going on?
John Bon Jovi is dead.
No! What happened?
Okay, this is not Astral Gaming News, guys, but, you know, part of the legend, unfortunately, does come from Guitar Hero. He's pronounced dead today. Paramedics found him, actually, yesterday at some point. How did we miss this?
No. I wasn't on the internet for one, but still, oh, my God.
Well, they found him in a coma in his hotel in Empress City. The Empress Hotel in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And they told the Times after, this was after his World Christmas Tour concert at the Bamboozle Festival, North Beach, Asbury Park. The New Jersey Fire Department First Aid Captain Douglas Gray told the Times that paramedics responded to a 911 call from the home, and when they arrived, he was not breathing. The paramedics performed CPR and then took Bon Jovi to Jersey Shore Medical Center. Hundreds of reporters gathered at the hospital awaiting word on his condition, and the sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity said Bon Jovi team rushed to Bon Jovi's bedside where he suffered a cardiac arrest. The detectives plan to interview relatives and friends and Bon Jovi's doctors to try to figure out what happened, and the New Jersey County Coroner's Office will determine a cause of death. A New Jersey Fire Department source told the Times that Bon Jovi was in full cardiac arrest when the rescue units arrived.
Wow, that's horrible. That's an icon.
He's young. He's 49.
That is way too young. Way, way, way too young.
Wow.
That's scary.
I'm in complete shock. I'm in complete shock. That's why I gasped. I was like, oh, my God. What?
Yeah, I was looking. There's still nothing up on, like, Yahoo front page or anything.
How is he even not, you know, I think a lot of people don't know. Yeah, he's not trending. Some people are not even know. You know, on Twitter, if it's not trending. Wow.
Yeah, cause, I mean, I've not even seen it up on Perez Hilton.
I don't think people are knowing yet.
All right. No. Wait. John Bon Jovi tweets proof he's not dead.
What?
The internet went crazy after rumors of John Bon Jovi's death came to fruition. So much so that the singer had to prove he's still alive. A picture posted on his band's account had Bon Jovi holding a sign and smiling at the camera.
Let's see.
Heaven looks a lot like New Jersey, December 19th, 2011, 6 o'clock p.m.
Let me see. Look, I got it. I'm hurting over here.
Okay, but I just closed it out. Hold on.
I need a link. Look, we're all off topic. I'm hurt.
I know. But supposedly he's alive, so.
Okay, the photo says it was taken 17 hours ago. Okay, don't leave us.
Here we go. There you go.
I got it. I'm on a Facebook page.
Apparently he's not dead.
Oh, y'all stop hurting me like that. I love that man.
You know, this about broke my Corey's heart. I'm going to have to be doing
it. It was broke. It was broke. I was like, not him. No. Oh, no. Okay, I'm okay now. Now we can do some news again. All right.
All right.
They hurt me.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Gotta catch my breath. All right.
You're so
goofy. Here's too young to go. Why would they do that to me?
Because they're horrible and they want to be stabbed in the face.
They went so far as to come up with the cardiac arrest. Oh, and
did they not see the pictures that I posted up on Flickr yesterday? I've got a knife. I will stab you in the virtual face.
You know what? And there was a part missing when they said somebody called 911. I was like, who could have called? If he was in the arrest, how could he call? He couldn't call. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, so you bloody people out there, that Levitt Blood Rain is on sale for... it this way. They're saying it's about time you treat yourself this holiday season. Why are you cheering? You got it for free. You're cheering. What are you cheering for?
Because now other people can play. It was a good game.
Oh, this is true. they're saying you can treat yourself this holiday season to one of the greatest 2D arcade hack and slash experiences of all time. The critically acclaimed Blood Rain Betrayal. See how happy I am that John's not dead. is seeing a mass temporary price cut starting today, December 20th, going through January 2nd. Yes, all the way through January 2nd, you're like, really? Yes, really. An Xbox Live countdown to 2012 promotion. Now the blood-sucking, vampire decapitating 2D, couldn't get that word out, decapitating 2D action will be available for half off.
Mm-hmm. See, I love it. We complained and they fixed it. It's no longer the sexy so-and-so, and she's so hot, and she's so sexy, and she's so hot.
I think they write these specifically for us. I think if you were to find this news somewhere else, the sexy would be right in there. there's no better opportunity to take on the role as the deadly half-vampire Rain. Of course, Blood Rain Betrayal follows Rain, the original video game femme fatale, as she sets on her quest for bitter vengeance. The talented team at Wayford has a stellar track record, rejuvenating some of the greatest scenes in gaming, and Blood Rain Betrayal is their best. Ah, there is a sexy in there, Jen. Blood Rain Betrayal.
Just one.
Over the top, stylish action with a healthy dose of bloodshed, you are Rain, the sexy vampire. Dampir, with superhuman strength, speed, and agility, recruited by the vampire hunting Brimstone Society for one last mission. The target is a elaborate yet sinister ball in a secluded castle. Why do we got to go to a ball? Plenty of dark surprises. With the help of mysterious friend and members of Brimstone, Rain must infiltrate the manor, take out the fiendish horde, and stop an evil master plot for once and for all. You can check out, I had to take a deep breath, oxygen. For more information about Blood Rain Betrayal, please visit bloodrainbetrayal.com. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Those guys over there are nice, and they like us, and they took out all the sexy because they really were going heavy with the sexy.
They were making my head hurt just a little bit.
Yes, because we had a nice hashing back and forth, and they handled it well. All right.
Yes, they did.
We got 5 minutes, Ginger. What can you do in 5 minutes?
A lot of things.
Daytime shoulder.
I didn't say nothing. All right, I thought it, though. Crossfire Europe with €10,000 total prize money in the ESL Major Series. Team format, Suns,
5,000 euro prize money for each season, qualifiers in France, Germany, Poland, and Europe in February 2012. The free-to-play FPS game Crossfire Europe will become part of the 10th and 11th seasons of the ESL Major Series. The ESL Major Series is the highest European league for electronic sports, and its status can be compared to the one of the UEFA Champions League in football. Don't care about that. Each season, the Electronic Sports League, the ESL, pays out more than 25,000 euros in prize money for the ESL Major Series. Each Crossfire Europe team has to consist of 5 players. The total amount of prize money is 10,000 euro and is divided between the next 2 seasons. All right, so if you want to get in on this, because I know a lot of y'all seem to be from Europe who listen to us, that's kind of cool, actually. You can head over to ESL.eu and sign up. And, yeah, I've actually got a picture for the Crossfire thing. That's kind of hot. Up on GamingMatrix.com this morning. I need this outfit. Somebody needs to make me this outfit.
No.
Oh, come on.
All right. No, Ginger, no. Nobody's going to make it up. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do have some other... This is kind of an informal story. Warning you guys, if you've been paying attention to your email, a lot of you who have Blizzard accounts or WoW accounts have been noticing a new scam going around. This one's a little easier to spot than the previous one for World of Warcraft. But they are telling you get Diablo 3 free for 90 days. If you are not that savvy, but you are a gamer, maybe you're not tech savvy because not everybody is, please pay attention to the email that this is coming from and don't click on any of the links because if you'll notice, some of them are a little off. They're coming from a Hotmail account. But they're saying the email goes, get Diablo 3 free for 90 days. Its offer expires December 31st. Must be 18 years or older. Or on October 18th, 2011, or before registration of the World of Warcraft, and you can continually use the full version of accumulated more than 3 months. When you get Diablo 3 and other exclusive offers, you can download the player as soon as possible. Chirel's charger will be available with, all this business in there. Not real. Pay attention to the emails that they're coming from. We've been getting a ton of these lately, and I do specifically believe Blizzard, again, has been hacked, and they are just not telling us. So you guys be very aware. Don't click on any links in there just to see where they go because you don't know what they're taking you to. I did get one the other day that looked pretty real. But, again, check your email client. Careful. Yeah, notice the name that it's coming from. Notice the links are a little off. And just if you're curious, go straight to the Blizzard website yourself. You type in the URL and go there on your own, not clicking the links in those emails.
Yes, don't click on those links.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just want to be, never mind, daytime, I can't say that.
Screwed. Messed up.
Mm-hmm.
In bad shape.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, do we have one more? Try time for one more? I got a little short.
It's a minute. You probably can do it.
All right, Microsoft ignored video playback issues in dashboard update, apparently. Bad Microsoft. I'm pulling this from
GameSpot. I told you, did I not tell you I had it? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. According to a Digital Factory investigation, the new dashboard update that was supposed to turn the Xbox 360 into a savvy, media-friendly device suffers from one serious problem, reduced video playback quality. What's more, Microsoft reportedly knew about it and covered it up, says a C&VG report. Apparently, the update forces video content to run at limited range RGB levels, which results in washed-out colors. Black looks gray post-update, according to C&VG. Those who beta tested the update prior to its launch flagged the issue so that Microsoft was aware of it, but according to that Digital Factory investigation, Microsoft ignored the issue, deleted all threads referring to the problem, and sent testers the following generic message. Thanks for the feedback, though we will not be able to incorporate your feedback into this release. We will save it for consideration in future releases. Really? Thanks for using the new Xbox update, and please keep up the feedback. Microsoft has not publicly commented on the story. Microsoft, you evil, evil bastages. I changed the word. That's not cool. How dare you? And you knew about it. And you just totally just didn't care.
Oh, y'all have made the Ginger angry. Very angry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, we gotta go. Yes. Because Gladys is not going to let us play an exit song for you. But as usual, you know where to find us, GamingAntrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and everywhere else in the world that you want to be. Make sure you listen to us tonight live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for Pixinista, If You Love You, Some Virtual Fashion, and The World of Second Life. And we also will probably be talking a little bit about APB after I give these girls their code so they can go shopping in-game.
Yes. Shopping.
And so we may throw a little bit of their clothes. Have you been paying attention to how gorgeous the clothes are?
I've been looking at some of those clothes. That chick who killed me the first time around, she was pretty awesome looking.
Second
time around, though, I came around that corner. I was ready for her.
Yeah, so you were not paying attention to the clothes. You're like, your shoes are nice. Blam!
I was like, oh, hey, look, there's somebody here. And then she killed me, and I was like, son of a.
I think you should be able to loot their body and take their clothes, personally.
Oh, yeah, because that second time around, I came around just headshot. You were down. Mm-mm.
Now, if we can tonight, we may see if we can grab somebody from APB, whoever's designing the clothes. But not likely, but in coming weeks, yes, maybe we'll have one drop by. We got a lot of people wanting to come on the Pixinista now. Mm.
They should.
They want to come in. Anyway, we're out of here, people. We will see you later, Ginger.
Yay. Later, boys and girls.